Veterans Update, GI Bill Reforms to Benefit Thousands, by Tom Philpott. President Trump signed the Harry W. Culmery Veterans Educational Assistance Act in August to correct inequities of the post-9/11 GI Bill and to boost or restore its benefits for thousands of veterans, dependents, and survivors. Those set to gain from the new law include tens of thousands of post-9/11 GI Bill users who enrolled in for-profit colleges such as ITT Technical Institute and Corinthian Colleges, only to see them close, depleting their benefits. These veterans will have benefits restored for credits that can't be transferred to accredited programs. Congress previously granted such relief to Pell Grant recipients and other federal aid students. This makes GI Bill users whole, too, said Representative Phil Rowe, House Veterans Affairs Committee Chairman. About 6,000 Reserve and Guard members since 2012 who were activated under 12304B orders, which, due to a poorly written earlier law, failed to qualify them for the post-9/11 GI Bill. These orders allow service secretaries to use reserve forces without an emergency call-up by the President or Secretary of Defense. Benefits will be awarded to this entire population retroactively. About 1,500 Purple Heart recipients who suffered wounds that shortened active duty tours, who have also been left unqualified for full GI Bill benefits. They will be provided 100% GI Bill eligibility back to September 11, 2001, if they served at least 30 days on active duty and were discharged for service-connected disabilities. VA must implement the change by August 2018. Survivors of fallen service members who are eligible for Marine Gunnery Sergeant John David Fry scholarships under the post-9/11 GI Bill, but are excluded from its yellow ribbon feature, which allows coverage of full tuition costs at private colleges. This is to take effect by August 2018. Veterans enrolled in five-year science, technology, engineering, or math STEM degree programs would see GI Bill benefits boosted by 9 months to a total of 45. Total spending on enhanced STEM benefits will be capped at $100 million annually. Future generations of student veterans will have a forever GI Bill. Military members who earn GI Bill benefits and separate or retire on or after January 1, 2013, will have the rest of their lives to use these benefits versus the current window of 15 years after discharge. This doesn't apply to those who left service before 2013. Another provision authorizes additional GI Bill benefits for members of the National Guard and Reserves. After initial training, those who serve at least 90 days on active duty but less than 6 months would receive 50% rather than 40% of GI Bill benefits. Those who serve at least 6 months but less than 12 on active duty would get 60% rather than 50% of the benefits now payable. When adhering to their budget rules, lawmakers must pay for expanding entitlements by making cuts in other entitlement or mandatory spending accounts. For this law, Veterans Affairs Committees and Veterans Service Organizations, VSOs, agreed that the $3.4 billion cost of its GI Bill fixes and enhancements over 10 years could be offset by narrowing inflation protection for the GI Bill's living stipend paid monthly. The stipend is to equal the Basic Allowance for Housing, BAH, payable locally to married enlisted members in pay grade E5. But 2 years ago, the military and Congress decided to save defense dollars by stifling inflation protection for housing allowances by a percentage point a year over 5 years. The GI Bill stipend was not affected similarly. With the new law, the monthly stipend will begin to reflect the dampened BAH rates used by the military. The Veterans Affairs Committees worked for months on the law's hefty mix of GI Bill reforms, guided by a tiger team of VSOs that included the American Legion. They reviewed separate bills from individual lawmakers, accepting a package of 17 with 28 provisions to improve VA education benefits.